producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Because there's a war on for your mind.
Some good news up on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Are processed foods really on their way out? Kraft Foods, Kellogg's, and others, including McDonald's, are in deep financial trouble. So is Coca-Cola. And people are voting with their dollars. That's where the real revolution is. Sean in Texas. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex.
Welcome. Go ahead. Thank you.
I just wanted to make one good point when it comes down to the conversation you were having with Joe when it comes to climate change. And this is a lot of BS and everything that's going on with them pushing CO2 and wanting to do the carbon taxes. And it's like, you know what? You know, the world's been going through cycles for many, many generations, sun cycles and everything else that y'all are talking about. And there's a great platform out there where people can actually look at the government information that they put out. And there's a lot of people actually come back on the forum and say, hey, you know, we're getting disinformation on some ends. We're taking away information and a lot of stuff. When you present it to us in the mainstream media, it's not making sense from the data that
well,
we're
sure. If you even go to NASA's own satellites, it says the Earth's cooling, and then it gets on the news, they say it's warming. But that didn't work. So now they just say, hey, how dare you, Alex or Lord Monckton, say the Earth doesn't change? And we're like, we didn't say that. So, see, they flipped it from man-made global warming to change, period, is evil. And that we're denying there's change. I mean, it's very childish propaganda.
Well, you know what? There's people out there fighting it. You know, along with Joe, I want to introduce a lot of people to a guy named Ben Davidson. He runs a website called Suspicious Observers, and he puts out a lot of this information and gives a great perspective that I believe if you go in and research it or have your guys research
it. Yeah, we'll check it out, brother. Thanks for the tip. Obadiah in Boston. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. You're on the air on BB Speech. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, so I mean, a couple points I want to touch on. First of all, being the Netanyahu speech today, you know, I do think there's a lot of nuance and everything is like multifaceted, as you were saying before. It's not black and white. However, with Netanyahu being involved in, you know, the project for the New American Century, I think it's called, with Jack Bush and everyone else, you know, orchestrating 9/11.
Absolutely. If you look at the PNAC documents and you look at who's involved, it's a bunch of Israeli operatives. And clearly they were involved with Saudi Arabia and up to their eyeballs in 9/11. We talked about it earlier. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that it's, you know, Jews who are behind everything or that Israel is behind everything. I'm saying
but there is
that
a Jewish mafia involved in a lot of the criminal operations.
Exactly. And if you want to get like a little bit metaphysical with it in terms of, you know, biblical and stuff like that, to that component, whether or not, you know, for the reason that they don't see Jesus as the Messiah, will they, you know, openly embrace the Antichrist? I think that's something to explore because of the funding of the Rothschild.
Yeah, because the Bible actually says a false leader will come and he'll be in Jerusalem being worshipped. So now if he shows up, people will say that we've got to worship Israel, so it must be Jesus, and that'll be the great deception. I know, it's very complex and very scary.
You know, I think that, you know, not only with the whole thing being driven between the West and Islam, I think it's that Israel kind of almost wants to emerge from the nuclear holocaust and actually kind of get it started with their beef with Russia and kind of using America, not necessarily using America, but others in that globalist party are kind of bringing things to a head in order to.
That's right. They're in all the nations playing us off against ourselves. It's a conspiracy of the devil against humanity, and that's what I'm trying to get at. It's evil in the minds and hearts of men and women, and it's good in the minds and hearts. That's the real manifesting battle. We're the pawns on the chessboard. Great point, sir. I'm going to jam in one more. Chad in Washington. Sorry to the others.
Hey, Alex. Just speaking with what Lord Monckton was talking about earlier, I just would really like it if he would bring up climate engineering and, you know, the stratospheric aerosol ejection. And
next time he's on, I'm going to get Nico and folks with good memories to have me bring up how does geoengineering come into it, because even the London Guardian admits that could be hurting the weather.
Yeah, and, you know, I've done a lot of research into it, and that's basically my thing is trying to expose it for what it is. So
absolutely, got to jump. Sorry, Tom, I'm going to give you 20 seconds. State auditor's dead in Missouri. What's going on?
That's right, Alex. He was the governor's candidate also. That happened Thursday. He had called about 9:40 in the morning to the newspaper to set up a press release, and about 10 minutes later, the police were responding to a gunshot wound.
That's happening more and more. We'll look into that. Thanks for the tip.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm,
kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
We're broadcasting worldwide on 3-3, the third day of March 2015. Benjamin Netanyahu has just basically completed a lengthy speech before the Congress. We're going to be breaking down some of the powerful things that he basically said, because regardless of which side of this debate you're on, there were some major statements. The days when the Jewish people remained passive in the face of genocidal aggression are over. Broadcast networks refuse to carry it. Enraged Pelosi freaks out on the floor. We've got video of all of this we're going to be queuing up. I mean, I really am in a paradox here because I have a lot of problems with some of the things Israel does. But at the same time, I'm not an enemy of Israel. And I know Israel's a diverse country that has been attacked at least seven times by major armies and by itself defeated them. But then I also understand a lot of the Israel lobby is over here lobbying to secure a police state in the U.S. to secure their economic foothold and to secure the U.S. as a backstop for Israel. So I have a lot of resentment over the Israel lobby. But my concern is no one looks at the defense lobby. No one looks at the big banking lobby. No one looks at the globalist giant Latin American lobby to open up the borders and attach to the welfare. No one looks at the different cartels that are out there operating. People only look at Israel and obsess on Israel all day. And it's just not reasonable. I really try to come to the truth with what's going on in the world. And when they've had British prime ministers address Congress just a few years ago, and when they've, going back to Winston Churchill, and when they've had other Israeli prime ministers address Congress, or French presidents address Congress, it's almost always carried by television. And so Obama said he wasn't going to watch it. Pelosi freaked out and tried to keep him from speaking. And I understand at a certain level this is about political grandstanding. For Netanyahu, who's facing re-election, I'm just being cold-blooded here and laying out the facts, and by the Democrats and liberals worldwide with the socialists that are anti-Israel to the core. But then there's the paradox of the Democratic leadership getting massive money from different arms of the Israel lobby. And so the whole thing's very incestuous, very hard to figure out. But at the bottom of the barrel and at the bottom of the whole situation, if you go to a leftist event, they are promoting Karl Marx. They are promoting the end of the family. They are promoting world government. They are promoting violent revolution. They are promoting attack the police. And they are promoting Israel is the source of all evil and handing out and selling anti-Semitic pamphlets. Then the very same group will run around claiming brown bags are racist and having a fiesta party at your fraternity is racist. No, people like to wear sombreros and get drunk and have a food truck come with enchiladas. The Mexican fraternities have those too. The Hispanic fraternities. It's the very same group in the left will hype racism that is non-existent or exaggerate stuff that's there in the sigil to create infighting and balkanization while obsessing 24/7 on Jews. And it's acceptable in leftist ideology to kind of go along with the idea that there is a Jewish conspiracy of colonialism. That's the spin. The Klan says it's a Jewish conspiracy of banking. And then the left says, no, it's a Jewish conspiracy of basically fascist capitalism. And then when you look at it, you know, most legends like this have some kernel of truth. There are a bunch of big financiers and people like the Rothschilds that are Jewish. There are a bunch of Fed chairmen and people of the past that have been Jewish. And certainly that's something that Jews, a lot of Jews work to be in the top of finance because it's a very prestigious position. Just like you go in to find the top heart surgeon and maybe out of 10 of them in your city, you know, half of them are Jewish. So, I mean, nobody can deny the fact that Jews are, on average, overachievers, high educations. All I know is this statement that Jews are evil inherently when Jews are such a diverse group of people and constantly fighting with each other like every other group and runs the gamut from right-wing to communist to libertarian, like Aaron Russo. Or Matt Drudge or so many others. I'm just sick of the stereotyping. And then the globalist above that, the very same globalist that use socialism as their control system, they are using Jews as, again, the bygone boogeyman to basically scapegoat the whole debate and just say, well, if it wasn't for Jews, there wouldn't be any problems in this world. Really, Mao Zedong killed 80-something million people. You believe the Chinese numbers. CIA says 65, 64, 66 million. There weren't any Jews involved in that last time I checked. And I've just seen losers throughout my life who will blame a racial or religious group for all of their problems because they themselves don't want to get up and work hard and take action and work with other people and have a good attitude. That's what it comes down to. And this comes from somebody who's been savaged by the leftist arm of the Jewish lobby, not so much the Israel lobby, because, again, there's subgroups within all these groups. It's too simple just to use one name. They've lied about me. They've come after me. They've demonized me. They've said I'm anti-Semitic. They've said I'm racist. They've said I want to get cops killed. I mean, George Soros is a Jew, and he's a Nazi collaborator who helped round up and ferret out and rob Jews. He admits it. He's proud of it. He said he's not ashamed of it. He, quote, survived. The guy runs organizations dedicated to shutting down talk radio, internet freedom, and this show. He gave $196 million with the U.S. government matching him and the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation is basically governmental. That came out in Congress in the 70s and the church committees. Anthony Sutton got the documents. So the globalists and the government want to destroy me. So if being anti-Semitic means I'm against a Nazi collaborator Jew who's anti-free speech and anti-America, then I'm anti-Semitic. You better believe it. Just like both my grandfathers in World War II must have been anti-Semitic, both almost dying in the Army Air Corps. I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. I don't like a bunch of the stuff Israel's doing. Israel's corrupt like any other country. Let's get that straight and stop acting like it's on a pedestal and can do no wrong. We should criticize Israel when Israel does evil, corrupt stuff, like helping fund al-Qaeda to take down Libya and take down Syria, and that is immoral and wrong. But you can't just then obsess over Israel involved. You got to then say Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the U.S., France, NATO, British intelligence, up to their eyeballs in it. And that's my point, is that you cannot just sit there and point at one group and say they're the problem. It's more complex than that. The Rothschilds are on record, at least one of the five arms of the family, of financing Hitler. You can look that up. But then some Rothschilds didn't get out of France and were killed by the Nazis. There's been books written on it. A lot of rich Jews ran operations with the Nazis, fencing Jews out of Europe, making them pay them money or only going to Israel. That's why people like Dr. Pechenik, who's Jewish, is so angry at the Jewish lobby because he knows a lot of them are the children of rich Jews who made their fortunes sucking off Jews like Madeleine Albright. So, I mean, these are the dirty secrets. And you know, as someone who is a lay historian, it's just all right there. And it's too complex. And so there's an obsession with Jews, an obsession with Israel. I'm obsessed with people and their personal ideas and what they stand for. Like Martin Luther King said, that's what I'm into. We'll be back to talk about Netanyahu's speech.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Here, back live criticism of Benjamin Netanyahu's speech, I want to give you, the American people, but also folks living in the Middle East, folks living in Israel, a chance to call in and give us your take, first-time callers, on what you think of Netanyahu's speech and the bizarre arm flapping and chicken with the head cut off behavior of Obama and Pelosi, trying to keep him from speaking, the networks not carrying it, running around freaking out. Are they trying to give the U.S. cover politically when Israel strikes Iran? Is this all just theater? The smart money is on that. But that's at the top of the pyramid. Below that, there is real hatred for Israel. And this is the experience I've had. I know Israel's diverse, different political parties, different ideas. I have a love-hate relationship with some of the people that are in Israel, some of the things that have been done to me for no reason. There's a lot of bullying because Israel feels like Israel's right, so you better get 100% behind Israel or you're the enemy. That's wrong. And that's why Israel's lost a lot of support in the world. That said, Israel is not the end-all, be-all, only thing on the planet. And I don't mean by the Israelis having that view of themselves. Everybody thinks they're the center of the universe wherever they live at. That's what Texans think. That's what Americans think. That's what Germans think. It's what Chinese think. It's what Mexicans think. That's just normal. I'm talking about people outside of Israel and the Arabs. And all these Arab countries won't let the Palestinians in, won't give them aid. The Palestinians constantly try to overthrow whatever country they're in. I'm not demonizing the Palestinians. I'm just saying they're used as a political football to manipulate everyone, and Israel is held to a higher standard. And it is a religion to hate Israel. So I've got a lot of problems with Israel, some of the people in Israel, some of the political parties, some of the groups. But at the same time, it's a paradox because I've never experienced more vitriolic hatred as I have from the anti-Israel crowd. They will make stuff up. They will exaggerate. They will lie. Everyone is a Jew. I don't care if your last name's Jones, Richardson, Green, Johnson, Sanchez, Chin. Everyone is a Jew. The Jews are all powerful. They're running everything. I never had success. I wasn't a good talk radio host. I never borrowed a dime, but they claim I'm financed by secret Jewish cabals. It's very frustrating to be included on all the Nazi websites out there and white supremacist websites, photoshopped in at, you know, Jewish events, literally. Fake videos, you name it, that I'm some Israeli agent. Never been to Israel. I do want to travel there. It's amazing, I'm told, to see all that history. I want to go to Syria. That's got even more ruins and Roman stuff. So I'm just sick of all the ignorance, basically. And I'm tired of sitting here watching the anti-Israel crowd degenerate by the minute, and then Israel feeling like it's totally encircled, getting more and more out of control, and all these nuclear weapons. This is a dangerous situation. I want prosperity. And when you really study politics and how the world works, you find out Israel has been as bad as the U.S. or Germany or England, three of the worst, four of the worst, I guess, at secret testing. And by the way, Israel didn't get caught doing testing on Arabs. They got caught testing on Jews. Sephardic Jews, which genetically are true, undisputed Jews. They are a proto-genetic group, pre-Arab, before African invasions of much of the Middle East. Because that's what an Arab is part Anglo, part Asian, and part African. That's just a fact. That's what Arabs are, is a hybrid. And if you look at Sephardic Jews, they have a genetic template that predates from bones they've dug up to about 6,000, 7,000 years ago in that region of groups pretty much out of Europe. What is Europe today? So you have this whole argument about Ashkenazi Jews and the anthropology, and they're not really Jews because they're from what's Georgia today or north of Georgia. It's Europeans, ladies and gentlemen. And then you've got later permutations of Jews in Babylonian captivity, in Egyptian captivity, and other captivities. And so you do have an Arab line of genetics in the Jews. But that's who they are. So when you get into this more ancient text claiming there's these lost tribes in Europe, that's because that's what's so ridiculous about all this, is that Jews original Jews are just Europeans in the Middle East. And then you've got just all of this idiocy. It is just pure, absolute idiocy. And then the modern Jews are part Arab, so being anti-Semitic means being anti-Arab too. It's just all, the public is so ignorant about this, and the governments play us off against each other. I'm going to give the number out, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In tomorrow, today's worship will be gone.
Look at DrudgeReport.com. We have Hillary Clinton's secret email release. HDR22@ClintonEmail.com. She created a secret email for government activities, which was illegal. I've got the articles right here with former prosecutors saying it's clearly illegal. Remember the former head of the EPA? She had to step down. She had to step down a few years ago. What was her name, CJ?
Her name is Lisa Jackson.
That's right. Lisa Jackson Lee or whatever it was. Thank you. We're teleprompter free, but sometimes when I have a brain flatulence, as they're scientifically called, the guys come to my aid with the information I need. So she had to step down because that was illegal. Does this ruin Hillary's chances to run? I hope so. Can Jeb Bush just sit down and shut up? And can Hillary Clinton just sit down and shut up? We've had enough Jeb Bushes and Hillary Clintons. I've got an article here today showing how Goldman Sachs is pumping money at record levels into both of these establishment people. Now, let's go back to that article the crew just found and put on screen. There's a blast from the past, 2013, 2 years ago. Newly released emails show EPA directors' extensive use of fictional alter ego, fake email. And no one's really doing that tie-in that I've seen. We should have one of our great writers, whether it's Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Adam Salazar, Kit Daniels, Kurt Nemo, Mikhail Phelan, or someone else, do an article saying, will Hillary be punished like the EPA head for fake emails? Because it is illegal on so many fronts. There are a lot of developments unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, that will also be breaking down as the next few hours progresses. But today, at least for the balance of this hour, ahead of several guests joining us, we can talk about the Jewish obsession. I don't have one. I mean, I've got friends that are Jews. I respect Jewish culture. I respect culture across the board. I don't hate people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Hispanics. I don't hate white people. If I'm in the deep South and somebody makes a smart mouth comment about what are you doing around here, Yankee, I don't bow up to folks. I understand that's all they've got. And that 99% of people in the South are not like that. And then I know that in the South, in some towns, they call people in the town next to them Yankees. It just means outsider. But then I don't put movies out and make fun of everybody in the South like Hollywood does. I understand how cultures work, and I want to empower humanity. And the globalists are using balkanization to do the opposite of that. I don't want to destroy Israel. I want to reform Israel. I don't want to destroy the police departments. I want to reform the police departments. I don't want a revolution. I want a restoration of Americana free, freedom-based values. Lord Monckton is joining us from Science and Public Policy to break down the latest carbon tax push and more, and to give his take on other geopolitical affairs. And then Joel Gilbert. Because we've had members of Congress and others come out and basically say that Obama is heavily connected, wink, wink, to a famous communist pornographer, wink, wink, who he admittedly lived with for a long time, wink, wink, and who is pretty much a dead ringer for his father. And was, quote, best friends with his grandfather. So we're going to have Joel Gilbert on just to discuss Obama in general and to get his take on what's currently unfolding and more. But I do want to go to your phone calls on the subject of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, because I don't see this as Israel good, everybody else bad, or Israel bad, everybody else good. I see this as what's really going on geopolitically right now. And what does all this stand for? Well, if Israel's really getting ready to hit Iran, Iran is probably going to respond with asymmetrical warfare. They'll call it terrorism in the news. That will then be used to take down freedoms. It will hurt the economy, and it could cause a nuclear war. But then I also get Israel's perspective when Iran constantly shoots their mouths off. There's always apologists out there saying, oh, they didn't really say that. No, Iran, the government of Iran, really does say stuff like, we're going to nuke you, we're going to blow you up, we're going to push you into the sea, the Zionist regime. Well, the Zionist regime is the millions of Jews that live there. And so here's the issue for all the anti-Semites and all the people that think if they slip on a banana peel, a Jew did it. Do you understand Israel probably has around 800 nuclear weapons, the most high-tech type? They've got German submarines to launch the cruise missiles. They've got medium-range ballistic missiles. They've got tactical weapons, and they've got spies all over the place in the Middle East and in Europe and you name it. I mean, it's like a Mexican standoff. Everybody's pointing guns at each other. Let's just not pull the trigger. Let's all just sit down and order some food and kick back and order a glass of wine and not kill each other like Ron Paul says. So he's demonized. And you got a lot of factions. The military-industrial complex want more war. You got a lot of crazies in the Middle East want more war. You got Israel involved with the West, all guilty, like our military said 2 years ago, of arming al-Qaeda to attack Syria. A war crime, killing Christians. I'm very angry with Israel. I'm very angry with our own government. I'm very angry with Turkey. But see, I'm not especially angry with Israel because I'm not a mindless hater. I hate the criminals that globally came up with the decisions at the Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, globalist level, and then everybody from Saudi Arabia to Israel to Turkey to France to the United States got in line to engage in war crimes all over the Middle East using proxy armies out of Saudi Arabia. Shame on Israel. Shame on Benjamin Netanyahu. And shame on everybody out there that purely worships him as a messianic leader and thinks, whatever, Alex, you better get behind Israel. I'm not against Israel. But doing things like this, funding al-Qaeda in the Middle East, is evil. And then sitting around saying, we've got to attack Iran. They're funding al-Qaeda because al-Qaeda's enemies with Iran. People say, well, Alex, that's a Machiavellian move. That's how you win. No, that's how you lose the moral high ground. But I'll say this, shame on the U.S. government. Shame on France. Shame on NATO. Oh, no, 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 don't do that. Only see, here he is covering up for Israel. That's the mental illness of just, you know what, the anti-Semites worship Jews. I think that's what it comes down to, is that I don't dislike the NFL, but I'm sick of that's all you hear about for 4 or 5 months out of the year. And most men don't have a life. They just obsess on the NFL all day and play fantasy football. It's mentally ill. And the same thing, I don't hate Israel, but man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of all the people on both sides, all vitriolically, you know, feeling like they're on the right side, when it's all a big manipulation. That's what it comes down to. And you got Saudi Arabia financing anti-free speech initiatives in the U.S. You got Israel financing anti-free speech initiatives. You got George Soros doing it. You got left-wing, right-wing. You got every special interest group out there trying to shut down free speech and trying to take our guns so America, the big empire, can be their toy to go out and be a bully and take over the world for whoever, fill in the blank. And here's the deal. I'm sick of paying for it, like Rand Paul says. I don't want to give aid to China. We give billions to them. I don't want to give aid to Israel. I don't want to give aid to Egypt. I don't want to give aid to anybody, not Mexico, no one. I'm sick of it. I don't want to pay for Chinese and Mexican and German women to come here and have their babies paid for and be put on welfare and see it advertised on CNN how great it is to do it. Yeah, I don't like illegals getting free in-state tuition and free scholarships, and then I got to pay for it. Yeah, you're right. Not because I hate Latin Americans. If I came down there and got everything free from them, they'd really be upset with me. I'm sick of unfairness. I'm sick of garbage. And I'm sick of people who are ignorant. And the only reason the globalists can get away with this is because the public is ignorant. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Jim, Alan, John, Brian, Sleestack, and others coming up here in just a moment. But look at these type of clips. I want to play this clip. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says ammo ban proposal is common sense. There's another clip, a little jewel from him this morning. Obama won't watch Netanyahu's speech to Congress. And I'm not really going over his speech yet. It's just more of the same. It's a repeat of what he said to AIPAC. Days when Jewish people remain passive in the face of genocidal aggression are over. He says the talks going on paved the way to Iran to get the bomb. Iran's, from what I've been told, I mean, look, Pakistan's got it, got about 100. India's got a couple hundred. China's got a couple thousand. South Africa had nukes, for heaven's sakes, back in the 80s. Saudi Arabia it basically brags they've got nukes now, kind of like Israel does. We're not going to say we have nukes, but look out. I mean, do you really believe the Saudis don't have nukes? They bragged last year they had them, and I told you years before they did, because I have high-level sources. High-level, everybody knows it. So, from people I trust in special operations and other areas, that they've seen the scans. They've seen the scans from satellite that picks up the trace eminences, the trace radiation of fissile material configured that matches the signature of basically atomic bombs. The difference is what Iran has is tinker toys compared to what Israel has. And do you really think the mullahs that were doing backroom deals with Ronald Reagan to hold the hostages till they did arms transfers in Iran-Contra? I mean, the mullahs were put in by the CIA in 79, and this has all been declassified, in a double cross of the Shah, who wasn't playing ball with the globalists, and they gave him a weak, you know, version of cancer. You know, one of those sped up versions that kills you in a week, one of those overnight cancers. See, I happen to really know the real history of all this, which you could find out, too, if you wanted to. I'm talking to new listeners out there. I mean, Iran, I'm not saying the globalists run Iran either. It's just that it's all a divide-and-conquer strategy. Let's play that clip of White House spokesman Josh Earnest, because this is the stuff that's going on while we're busy obsessing over Israel. Hey, I kind of like that. It's like a chipmunk.
It's being considered through its standard process, and it's open now for public comment, and that we are looking at additional ways to protect our brave men and women in law enforcement and believe that this process is valuable for that reason alone. This seems to be an area where everyone should agree that if there are armor-piercing bullets available that can fit into easily concealed weapons, that it puts our law enforcement at considerably more risk. So I put this in the category of common sense steps that the government can take.
This is how they passed the 68 Gun Control Act. It's basically only used on law-abiding citizens and made crime explode. The idea that, oh, they can conceal bullets that could kill cops. All bullets are human killers. That includes police. And 223 is used in a fraction. All assault weapons, the statistic out from the Justice Department a few years ago, is 2%. And then what's 223 of that? Let's say it's half a guesstimate. That's 1%. So if they can bring down the AR-15, or they can bring down the 223, they can bring it all down. Let's go to your phone calls. Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I watched the Excellency being introduced. To me, it just seemed like a total dictatorship trying to preach to the U.S. Congress, and it really upsets me. I think if it was and vice versa, that wouldn't happen. To me, it is just, you know, a scam, but he never did mention what is the good deal. What is he so upset about? What seems to be aggravating him? It was all poor Israel, Israel history, background, and the things we know. We know the Holocaust. Every year we're constantly reminded of it. We never will be allowed to forget it. But what is the deal that he was talking about? Why is he so upset?
Well, the deal is to let Iran have supposedly peaceful reactors that get inspected and not be able to build up enough reactors to actually produce a bomb for 10 years, and Iran's already said that it's not acceptable. And so I think Israel's issue is they're not going to let Iran become a nuclear power or Iraq, and that they will attack like they did Iraq in 1980 or 1981, I forget which year it was, and that they have a right to self-determination to do it. And I think the issue is that Israel is kind of like the 51st state. But it's also people don't like the fact that Israel has diplomatic immunity of a type where Jews can commit crimes here in the U.S. then run back to Israel, and then Israel will protect them. That, there's a lot of things about Israel that upset me, that I criticize, that are unfair, and that's why we talk about it. The whole right of return thing. Pick a side, decide. You know, it's like Rahm Emanuel didn't fight in the U.S. Air Force. He was an officer in Israeli Air Force. And so this is the thing that sticks in people's craw, and I fully understand it. I'm just saying there are a lot of other issues. I mean, basically, the Saudi Arabians have diplomatic immunity. The United Nations has diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the big carbon tax banks diplomatic immunity. So this is what globalism is a new class where if you're a UN bureaucrat or you're a mercenary or you're an Israeli or you work for the Vatican or you work for the UN or any of the NGOs that are part of it, you're now literally above the law. I mean, Houston police and New York police have caught UN diplomats with slaves chained up. They've caught them with trucks full of cocaine. They cannot stop them or arrest them. So, yeah, I don't like Israel basically having diplomatic immunity, but I don't like the other couple dozen groups either. That's what I'm saying. Israel's going with a pattern that's been done before by other groups, and it's a very successful pattern. It is exploitive of many people in the Middle East. That's well known. It's exploitive of poor Jews coming out of Europe, coming into Israel. I mean, I remember Israel got caught selling organs of political dissidents and denied it and called doctors that exposed it in Europe anti-Semites, and it came out it was true. Talk about evil. But here's the deal. Our military got caught with private contractors taking organs in Iraq. It turns out Saudi Arabia is selling them. So is China. Humans act the same. Our problem is evil people and bureaucracies. And our problem is when a group does something evil, that group tends to cover it up to protect the group, when all that does is discredit the group. I mean, like police departments that cover up corruption end up collapsing from corruption long term. It feels good for a while, but it destroys them. Same thing with Israel. When Israel says we're under attacks, we can do whatever we want, Israel becomes as bad as any other group they claim they're fighting. And so that's where I stand. In fact, we'll play some of BB's introduction. It always makes me sick whenever a U.S. president speaks at the U.N. They call him Your Excellency. But we'll play the intro of BB being introduced. We'll be right back. Stay.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
We'll be right back.
my privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the Prime Minister of Israel, His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu. Within a 40-second standing ovation, that is disgusting to use the word excellency. That is UN speak when they introduce kings. And Israel is usually actually low-key about titles and uniforms. So that is not an Israeli affectation. Pretty soon we're going to start calling the Bushes and the Clintons, if they get elected to another term, Your Excellency. We're going to move Lord Monckton back to 20 after so I can continue with your calls before he comes on with a lot of breaking important news. We've got a couple other clips here that we'll play when we start the next hour with Netanyahu explaining why he's against the Iran deal. And I got to say, I don't get his point that a nuclear attack on Israel is imminent when he's got 800 nuclear weapons and high-tech delivery systems. It's very simple. Netanyahu, in the clip we're going to play, gets into the fact that, well, inspectors don't stop the work. Inspectors just report back. Well, if you got cameras and inspectors, and then Iran can be self-sufficient because they can't even refine enough oil to supply their country. Refineries are very expensive and very complex. If they can't have nuclear power, they can't become self-sufficient. And so it's wrong to say to Iran, you can't have reactors, but everybody else can, and Israel can. I get the point that Iran has a lot of really strong rhetoric, and that's wrong. Netanyahu goes on, we're going to play the clip, to say that just because Iran is fighting ISIS doesn't mean they're good. Well, just because Israel and the U.S. funded al-Qaeda to attack a bunch of innocent countries doesn't mean al-Qaeda's good. Yeah, Benjamin, BB, I get it. And I think Israel's a little jealous that the U.S. military is working with Iran to clean out some of the ISIS groups. And it's all a very sick situation. And our military doesn't like it. But I just don't know what we're supposed to do. You know, let Israel attack? Well, that's their prerogative. But what happens then when it drags Russia into it? And there are a lot of Christians, and I'm a Christian myself, but there's these interpretations of cheerleading for the end of the world and getting all excited that, oh, Israel's going to go into Syria and go into Iran. It's going to start a nuclear war, and then Jesus is going to come back. You know, so many people in Nazi Germany, Christians that were rounded up and put in forced labor camps, they thought it was the end of the world and Hitler was the Antichrist. I guess the Bible says there are many Antichrists. I forget which passage that is. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want a nuclear war. Let's jam in one more caller in a minute and a half we have before we go to break. Brian in Missouri, what's your take on the BB speech?
Yeah, I've got a theory for you. Speaking of end of the world as a segue, you know, the ancient prophets Jeremiah and Isaiah talked about the coming destruction of a Babylon or Babylon. John talks about the destruction in the desert of the harlot of the Babylon. Ezekiel, though, specifically talks about the flying scrolls that fly and destroy the three ancient cities in the desert, and that they need the baskets to set them on. There's a part of me that thinks that what they're trying to do is get technology into Iran so that Iran can not only take care of ISIS, but also take care of the what has gone on with Saudi Arabia for the last 100 years.
Well, finish your point when we come back. Stay with us. Second hour straight up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When
those cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
This is the Genesis Communications Network.